The numbers are mind-boggling. 38 million Americans are unemployed, about 2.5 million of them in the Ohio Valley. Even economists find it hard to grasp. John Deskins directs the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at West Virginia University, and he says the coronavirus pandemic challenges economic modeling that relies on recent patterns and data.
The notion that the economy would go, the national economy, would go from 3-point-something% unemployment to 20% unemployment in 6 weeks. We've never heard of that before.
Then there are the unknowns regarding what happens to the virus itself. Will there be a second wave or a vaccine? But Jason Bailey, the executive director of the left-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, says even the control forecast, or a rosier scenario, is likely worse than the 2007-2008 financial crisis.
I should say the control forecast is still a terrible forecast when it comes to the unemployment rate, when it comes to revenues for the government. I mean, it's still worse by far than anything we've seen in our lifetimes.
All of this has huge implications for state and local government in the Ohio Valley. Bailey says that in a recession,
consumers spend less, businesses spend less. The only state and local governments spend less. The only entity left is the federal government. And so if they don't step in, then a recession turns into a depression.
A lot of that will depend on the outcome of a debate raging in Washington right now about federal aid to those governments. The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a $3 trillion spending package, but Kentucky Senator and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has expressed skepticism about more spending. He even said he'd prefer to let states declare bankruptcy, although he's since walked back that comment. In McConnell's home state, the general fund could face as much as a $495 million shortfall for the fiscal year that ends this June. That's a shortfall of almost 5%. Ohio and West Virginia also face significant budget shortfalls. And it's not just the states. The Kentucky League of Cities, an advocacy group, reported that municipalities in the Commonwealth could miss out on $85 million by the end of the next fiscal year. In a survey of Kentucky mayors, most said they would face shortfalls in parks, public works, and police budgets. J.D. Cheney is the executive director of the KLC.
Most cities set around about a 10-15% reduction in their budget over the previous fiscal year's spending limit. That's pretty significant for us.
One of the mayors who responded to Cheney's survey is Todd DePriest of Jenkins in eastern Kentucky. Jenkins is home to about 2,000 people, and DePriest says it was already dealing with an extraordinarily tight budget.
But yeah, we're more or less on a, you know, unless it's emergency purchase or something that have to, you know, we're not buying anything extra. If we've got a utility truck that needs tires, we're going to have to look if it really needs them right now, or can we put it off for a month or two?
Cities have to pass new budgets for the start of the fiscal year on July 1st. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.